It's Thursday, June 11th. The Treasury Department announced new guidelines this morning that effectively bypass congressional oversight for specific emergency discretionary spending. Simultaneously, the Department of Education has finalized a policy change that automatically shifts millions of student loan accounts into a new repayment structure without requiring borrower opt-in. Finally, international governing bodies for the World Cup have officially barred three nations from participating in qualifying matches, citing ongoing diplomatic sanctions. Look, here's the thing. When the Treasury starts moving money around without a green light from the Hill, it's not just a technicality. It's a signal that the executive branch has decided the legislative process is more of a suggestion than a requirement. That's a shitty precedent to set, regardless of who's sitting in the Oval Office. As for the student loans, it's classic bureaucratic heavy-handedness. They're framing this as a streamlined experience for the borrower, but it's really just a way to force people into a system that keeps them tethered to debt longer. It's quiet, it's aggressive, and it's a hell of a way to manage a population's financial future without asking them if they actually want in. And the World Cup? It's supposed to be about soccer, but it's becoming a geopolitical minefield. When you start using the tournament as a proxy for state-level spats, you turn a global event into a vanity project for bureaucrats. It's exhausting, and honestly, it's ruining the game. Anyway, that's the landscape for today.